Welcome to Community Connections. I'll be here for the next 2 hours today. First of all, I've got a guest in front of me right now, and then when we've done that, we'll have between one and two, we'll have our private investigator coming and telling us a bit about what he's been up to, and we sent him away with some homework last time. We've got a bit more homework to send him away this time. So PI Pete will be here between one and two, and then between two and three, Council Connections. But anyway, I've got in front of me a chap or a guy called Richard Payne. Now, I'm keen to talk to Richard. I'm not sure whether he's really brave or silly, but anyway, first of all, welcome, Richard.
Thank you, Alan. I think it's a combo of both, and I equate that to nutterism.
All right. So the reason why we've got you in, you're going to swim the Yarra from up at Reefton the whole way down to Princes Bridge. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
So first of all, why are you going to do that?
As we say, a bit of a nutter. I am an endurance swimmer. I swam the English Channel. I've swam Lake Argyle. I swam from Frankston to Portsea. Yep. And I like drifting away, and I like a long swim. I really enjoy it, but holiday quite a bit.
There's a bit of a difference between swimming in the bay to swimming down. There's snags and all sorts of things in the river.
Oh, yeah. It's probably an ultimate challenge. It really is ultimate. Right. Because swimming the channel is quite easy, really, yep. one country to another, but you've got a boat that takes you across.
Yep.
And you've got eyes on you all the time.
Yep.
Well, the Yarra River, there's no map of the Yarra River. There's no map of anything.
Yep.
There's maps of things around the Yarra River, but not on the Yarra. There's no maps even telling you where the rapids are.
Yep.
There's no maps telling where the fallen trees are.
Because there are rapids up around Warburton way too, aren't there?
Yeah, yeah. There's no maps of the footbridge has been wiped out either.
Yep.
The key thing to long-distance swimming, you need eyes on you and food and water supplied to you all the time.
All right, but let's go back
to
stage. Why are you doing it?
I had quite a bit of Warburton, and I was starting to sense I could do this. I was looking at the conditions and that. But also, probably had a health issue, diagnosed last year with emphysema.
Yep. Were you a smoker?
No, never. Never smoked in my life. But my siblings did.
Yeah, and they were in the house.
Dad, brothers, sisters and all that. And that's caught up with my life. I am an asthmatic, but it's caught up with me. I never lie down and get defeated about anything. So I thought, I'll do this Yarra thing with the emphysema. I'll train with the emphysema.
Yep.
And I'm a big believer, you are not your disease.
All right, but you're doing it for fundraiser, though. Let's get on to that.
They've looked after me beautifully. They've been great with me. They've got my lungs right again, and some nice drugs and asthma drugs and that.
Yep.
Some monthly injections, and I can train. I can do 3 hours in the pool pretty comfortably now.
Yep.
I can do a half hour boxing, and I do 2 hours at gym every second day.
All right. So you've decided that you wanted to do something at the Alfred Hospital. I can understand that. But at what stage is Richard sitting at home or sitting somewhere and says, I'm going to raise some money? So that's the first thing.
Yep.
Second thing is, out of all the ways you could have raised money, what directed you towards the river?
That's impossible to do.
Right.
That's impossible to do.
So hang on. I just want to get this straight.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but you had to come up with the idea.
Like, yes.
Nobody suggested it.
No.
But what aimed you that way?
About the holiday at Warburton, seeing challenges. I try something once all the time. Understand my sporting career. Didn't know how to play basketball, represented Victoria. Got on the first grade Bulldogs list after playing football. Uh-huh. Broke down in football, no rehab. I still got rowing, made state titles, learned how to swim at 53, did the English Channel at 55.
Which you know me now.
I circumnavigated Lake Argyle in 6 weeks of training, a 45K swim. So I just go and find things to do. My first game of golf, I got a hole in one.
So it's all downhill for you, isn't it, once you've done it?
That's right. And I walked off the course after hole in one, although I couldn't do it again.
But were you walking past I'm just trying to get What actually, I mean, I can understand if you wanted to do a fundraiser swimming, you'd go to the local pool and you say, listen, I'd like to have book that lane for the next, you know, week or something. But I'm still trying to struggle to find out what actually put you onto the river.
What you just said about the swim pool, that was a consideration. That was a consideration. But I holidayed at Warburton quite a bit, and I used to sit there quietly, have a beer, and just watch the water flow. Just watch the water flow. Right. And I thought, how do I start the nut out? How would you beat the Yarra? How would you swim the Yarra? Yep. And I started doing calculations, writing pads, writing and writing and writing. And eventually I said, I can do this.
Yep.
And once I believe I can do something, I do it.
Then you've got to make sure you do it.
Yeah, yeah. And it has nothing with my ability. Nothing to do with my ability. Once I find something to do, I find out the way to do it.
Right, so you're not going to be stopped just by any sort of physical or mental other thing.
No.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and find out a bit more about Richard's plans. But if you have a pen and paper ready at about 5 to 1, Richard, I know he's got a GoFundMe page. He'll give you details of that. So go and have a look at that. If you'd like to donate, have a look at it. But we'll give you all those details about 5 to 1. And I'm talking to Richard, and he's going to swim the Yarra. So we're going to find out a bit more about it. First of all, once you've got the idea, Do you have to get any permits or anything to do it, or can you just go ahead and do it?
The only permit or insurance you need is from Dyke's Falls down to Port Melbourne.
Right.
You've got to have insurance. Well, I will just swim at this stage from Riften to Dyke's Falls. Then I'll make an assessment if I can be cheeky enough to swim the Yarra from Dyke's Falls down to Swanston Street Bridge. If I stick to the left a bit, I should be fine.
Yep. All right. So you've decided on the day, you've decided you're going to do this. So what's, apart from all the preparation, your training that you've done, what else did you have to do? But do you have a support crew coming with you? And I'm mindful that nobody can walk along the Yarra beside you.
That's right. It's a logistical nightmare. I've got four people who'll come and do this. They don't know what to do either.
Yep.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to map the Yarra from Riften through and find out all the landmarks where I can. People are doing some GPS for me, some Google mapping, but it doesn't tell me the spot you can give me some water and food. So what I've got to carry with me, I bought a water donut, which is a floating bag that floats behind you.
Yeah.
And you can fill it up with water or sandwich or nuts. That's my emergency supply if I don't see the crew.
If they can't.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
All right, so I can understand on the morning that that you're all hyped up, you've been training for this, you've been talking to everyone, you've been talking to me, and you're all hyped up. So you jump in at Riften.
Yep.
How long are you going to swim?
The challenge is swimming, lolloing, walking, pulling yourself along.
Yep.
I don't know what the next challenge is, the next treat or the next duration. And I'm hoping my crew can tell me what's ahead of me all the time.
Right. But do you plan on swimming for half an hour at a time, an hour at a time?
Because I've got emphysema, I know I can sustain 20 minutes of high activity.
Right.
Then 20-minute mark, I'll have a stopwatch and rest for 5 minutes.
Right.
So the whole event is...
Do you get out of the river?
Get out, rest where I can. As long as my lungs get a rest, I'm happy. My physical body is very strong. I'm happy with my physical body.
Right.
It's just because I don't push myself more than 20 minutes.
Yep.
The Elephant Hospital are doing a great service. They've got two full-time nurses helping with my pulmonary capacity right now.
Oh, yep. They know you're doing this?
Yeah, they're right behind me.
Are they?
They're right behind me.
Yep. All right. So you're going to get in the morning, and what was the date you're starting?
April 2nd.
2nd of April.
I hope to do it in 4 days.
That was my next question. 4 days.
Yeah.
Now, how are you going to decide at night? Like, you're not going to hop in and swim from 8:30 in the morning till 5 at night. How do you realise, when you're going to stop? And where are you going to stop? Are you going to stop by a landmark? Like, you're not going to carry some picket and stick it on the ground and come back the next day.
Like, I hope my crew can find a clear spot for me. I have to do 12 hours a day or 11 hours a day.
Gee, that's a big call.
But if you go per hour, it's three lots of 20 minutes with 5 minutes rest. So I keep doing that. And I'll stop for lunch. I'll stop and have proper nutrition and all that.
Yep.
I don't have to break a record here.
Yep.
I've just got to go A to B.
Yep.
As much time as I can in the water and be safe.
Yep. And so, all right, you day one, you get a go and you can do all this, you're hour by hour, 12 hours. So what do you do then? Are you camping on the side or do you go home?
One of the mates has got a couple of four-man tents for myself and the crew.
Yep.
I'm going to find that spot you said where I stop, hoping we can get there, or my four-wheel drive, we can put a camp mattress in the back and a pillow and a sleeping bag, and I'll be happy as long as I'm sleeping.
So you sleep the night there, and then you get jumped back in the water.
Exactly right.
The same spot there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so when I was brought up, they said, well, after you've had a meal, you shouldn't go in the water for an hour. Is that still applicable, or is that just an old
one? It kind of is, but I'm not eating big food. That five-minute rest, I've got to be having water and something to eat all the time. I've got to be fueled all the time.
Right.
Never run out of food to run out of energy.
Yeah.
So when I did the English Channel, you stop every 20 minutes and had something to eat and something to drink.
Right.
Then as I got more tired, I went to 15 minutes to 10 minutes.
Yep.
You know, because I swam for 22 hours, I did.
Yeah. All right. So when you were swimming the English Channel, no, that's probably a bit different. So that's I'll put that aside. So when you say you're going to take 5 minutes, do you just float for that 5 minutes, or do you actually get out of the
No, you're not allowed to touch the boat. In the English Channel, they give you kind of like a fishing line, and they pass the water and food down to you and wind it down. Or they'll throw a bottle of water at your head to say it's feed time. I don't know how many clunks I've got in the back of the head. Oh, my God. But you have to drink and you have to eat.
Yeah. So, but what I'm trying to get at, when you're doing that, do you plan on getting out of the Yarra?
No. As physically as I possibly can, I'm going to try and stay in the water for the integrity of the swim.
Yeah.
But there's times I probably won't be able to, like the two aqueducts. Yep. They're dangerous to swim around. So they're probably, I think, 500 metres long. I might have to just get out and walk that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got to be...
And you'd be walking on the shore, though, wouldn't you?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah, it's a terrific undertaking. And so you're hoping to get to Swanson Street.
Yeah, Swanson. I'm talking to people right now that... The much I'm doing, is great. It hasn't hit the hearts and the minds of the public that well, because everyone who I've spoken to about it has snarled. Everyone snarls.
Why?
But I don't mind the snarl, because that's gives me fuel for energy.
So, but why would they snarl? I don't understand.
Oh, they go, oh, they're down Yarra. Oh, the Yarra, the Yarra. Yeah. It doesn't have a good image.
I must be honest. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and he was... I don't know how it came up, but he's always interested in what I'm doing here. And he said, have you got any interviews tomorrow? And I said, oh, yeah, we've got the private investor coming in. I said, we've got this guy that's going to swim down the Yarra. And he said, oh, he's already written his suicide note, has he? So that's what he thinks of it.
Yeah, it's interesting about I turned 70 in November.
Yep.
And what I didn't want on my birthday cake was happy birthday, Richard. I did not want that.
Right.
So what I had on my birthday cake, I had living in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a great life, a good life. I've worked hard, but I'm not going to slow down because I'm 70.
No, that's a fair point.
So this last 3 months, on Sunday at Moomba, I'm the number one bird man for the Moomba Parade.
So that's got nothing to do with this?
No.
So what are you going to do with the...
I've built a craft, a glider, to fly off the...
Jump off and...
Jump off, yeah.
How far do you think it'll go?
I reckon I'll get across nearly halfway.
Do you?
I've researched the last 10 Moombas. And how come I swam the channel? I researched why people fail, why all these good people failed.
Right.
And why they failed was three reasons. Fatigue.
Yeah.
Hypothermia, hallucinations.
Yeah.
So I researched that, and I swam into an hallucination. I did hypothermia, and I worked out my fatigue plan.
Yeah.
Now, when I did the last 10 Moombas, of all the people that jumped off, some had some good crafts, but they all panicked. They seen the water. They're 30 foot high.
Yeah.
They let go, and natural survival kicks in.
Yep.
And I thought, okay, that's the blind spot for everyone. So I've got to hang on really well and use my plane to glide very quickly.
Because some of them just sort of almost top off.
Exactly right.
And they just go straight down. They don't go anywhere.
There's no training to do that. How do you train for it?
Yeah.
So I've looked at it, and I realise, they let go. They panic. And nothing wrong. They're good people. They're good people, but just... And they've done some effort with their craft.
Yeah.
I've got a great craft. I've got an engineer and a builder build it for me.
And you build it
Out of PVC and Bunnings and tarp material and string and rope. And
yeah.
So it's going to fly. It's going to fly, excuse the pun. But I know that I've been in the gym for 3 months for this event I have.
Yeah.
Just to hang on for 7 seconds.
Just. That's got nothing to do with the swimming.
Nothing at all.
It's just to do... And you've been in the gym for 3 months.
Yeah, I've been in the gym for 15 months for the Yarra swim. Yeah. Now I'm doing two lots of training, one for the Birdman and one for the Yarra.
Unreal. I've just got to take a quick break. Now, Richard, you've got a support team of four people. Now, are those four people going to swim with you, or are they just going to turn up at some different places?
They're not mad enough to swim with me, right? Even supporting me, they think they're doing something very extreme.
Right.
But they're going to be good. They're going to supply me with food and check on me, my well-being.
But they'll only meet you at place.
That's right. They'll meet me at place, they'll yell. They'll give me markers in the water as I go to look for something. I might tie a ribbon off a tree, something to look at, so I know where they're going to be.
Right.
Because it's going to be very invisible. Also, I'll have a GPS on my back so they can track me on a GPS.
Yep.
Where I'll be in the Yarra. And yeah. if I can take my phone and my water donor if I need to know where they are.
Yep.
By GPS back.
Right.
So this, because the trip's very invisible, really.
So you're not going to the Guinness Book of Records or anything like that? So,
oh, someone told me I can. I have witnesses.
I would have thought you could have. But that's what I'm getting at. So you're not going to have somebody actually in the water with you, like this crew aren't going to be in the water?
I wouldn't want them to.
Wouldn't you?
This is my body, my life, not their life, their body, you know?
So let me just ask you,
how
are we going to beat boredom? Because you're just out there. Hour upon hour, it's breaking shore.
When I did the channel and Lake Argyle and that, one of the things I've always worked on is two things I've worked on, is my meditative state and my tempo. So right now I'm training. I train on the Mornington Beach for 4 to 5 hours a time, walking in the water. Right. And what I'm training for, yes, to get physically fit and well, but I'm training how to switch off. I'm training how to switch off totally.
Yeah, pardon me. I just can't quite understand. We all, at some stage, our minds wander. They just do. So, I mean, I can understand the first 3-4 hours, you know, you're breaking your brakes. But after a while, you must just get straight out bored.
No, I don't. The meditative state's very important for an athlete, very important to be able to switch out the noise and enjoy what you're doing. Because at the end of the day, I choose to be there.
Yeah.
No one's throwing me in and making me do this. Yep. I choose to be there.
Yeah.
So, but my job is to work on my meditative state so that I don't know what happened for the day by the end of the day.
All right. So, pardon me, when you get to the end of that day, you won't be able to say, oh, yeah, I saw, because I know Sir Henry Bolte years ago, he lived right on the Yarra there somewhere. So you won't be looking up at the end of the day and say, oh, that's Henry Bolte's house
No, essentially the visual image I'm taking with me is the Azua Kingfisher, which is a local on the river.
Yeah.
And I'll research how the kingfisher survives in the Yarra with his wings and how it feeds and what the enemies are. Like, there's three enemies in the water for me. For the snags, the platypus, which has got poisonous hind legs.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, I interviewed somebody last year and they were doing something about the history of the Yarra and more down there.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise we had platypus down in down there.
Yeah.
So they're dangerous.
Yeah, they've got poison in their hind legs. So I can't say, hi, cute platypus.
Yep.
You're going to see a 100-kilo man trying to pat him and he'll try to kick me with his back legs and poison me.
I didn't know that. So. Yeah. Pardon me. So there's poison in it.
Yeah.
And that's obviously to get rid of their predators.
Yeah, and then the king brown snake and the tiger snake's there as well. I've researched how long their fangs are. They're about 5 millimetres long, the fangs. Right. My wetsuit's six millimetres thick.
All right. Geez, you've really gone into the... Strong.
And had the type of gloves I need to wear when I put my hand on top of trees, the fallen trees.
Yep.
That's where the snakes rest.
Oh, right.
So I've got to have some type of snake-proof gloves to think about that. Swim with the gloves on, do things with gloves on. I've got hand paddles as well to just protect. I'll have a collar here and my helmet on. Yeah. So when the snakes happen to launch, have to defend themselves, I'll be pretty well guarded.
So apart from the snakes and the platypus, what other sort of predators are out there?
Probably the water itself, really, the quality of the water. Because the more you get into the city of the water gets more putrid.
Yep.
Now, what I'm hoping for, it doesn't rain.
And bring the rubbish down.
Exactly right.
Yep.
But I've The Alfred will take me to hospital as I finish the swim and pump me up with all the vitamins and all that.
Oh, will they?
Yeah, they're going to look after you pretty well.
Yep.
But also the mask I'll be wearing will be a full snorkel mask where I don't breathe any water at all. So it's around your chin, up around here, and it points out like a big cap.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be wearing that most of the time.
So how much are you hoping to raise on this swim?
And you know, I had $500,000 in my head, but I'm nowhere near that. Yep. I like to raise, you know, imagine $100,000 would be nice, you know. But I'm making that figure up too, so.
Yeah.
You know, but just anything would be great.
All right. I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yeah.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
It's been a while. I know I shouldn't have kept you waiting.
One of the things that you said, and just in that last break, before the break, you said that when you get out of the water, you'll go to that the Alfred will take you and pump you in with all sorts of stuff. So what sort of effect will this have on your body?
It's any big event you do, the older it gets, more taxing. It is taxing. I have weaknesses. I've got melanoma, I've got emphysema, I've had bowel cancer. So my body's going to have to summon itself, and there will be an incident of something.
Yep.
Other than, because when I finished the English Channel, I burnt my adrenal glands and I wasn't well for a couple of years.
Yep.
But I'm well now. Everything's perfect now. I can't believe I had my 70th birthday. I go to the doctor every year, get a full checkup.
Yep.
And he said, what you've done is amazing. For all the conditions, all the warts, all the injuries, you're 100%.
You're still going.
Yeah, you go. Yeah. And he shakes his head at me. I'm his most nutter client, you know. But I got a handshake agreement with my doctor. You tell me what to do to keep it alive and I'll do it.
Yep.
So, and he's honest with me. He's honest.
Yep.
He even said to me, my sugars are a bit high because I like a bit of beer and ice cream from time to time. He said, stop it.
Yep.
I only stopped the ice cream.
I wonder where that was going to go. You forgot the ice cream was doing you in. Richard, I still stand. Apart from the platypus, what do you think your other problems are going to be?
I'm very worried about the underwater snags. Yep. A lot of water over wood sharpens things. Yep. I've got a wetsuit on, but they're still sharp objects.
Yep. Which you can't necessarily see. Right.
And I will not be going under any trees or under any bushes for a shortcut. I don't know what's there.
Yep, yep.
I've got sea boots. The Yarra, the deepest part of the Yarra is only 2.5 metres.
Is that all?
That's all it is. So from Reefton right through to even up to Warrandyte, the depth could be only 1 metre, 1.5 metres.
Oh, yeah.
So with my seabirds, I'll be doing a lot of walking, travelling through. The water's lower where it's unswimmable or you can't use your lilo or everything. I'll be walking it.
But in the Yarra?
In the Yarra, yeah. Because that research was interesting. The average height of the Yarra is 2.5 metres, and that, a lot of that's from Dykes Falls in the town.
I would have thought that it would have been a lot deeper.
I thought it was 10 metres myself, at least. But no, it's not that deep.
Gee,
so that helped me in confidence, knowing I could stand up and move whenever I want almost.
Yeah. The only difference with that is, though, that means the snags aren't very far down.
Exactly
either,
right. Exactly right. So having the floating donut, having my lilo, having my fins, I've got snorkel fins. The water police are wonderful, help me with what equipment I should use for the Yarra. They're great.
So let me just... Yeah. Stop me there for half a tick because I've got to take a break.
Yeah.
But you've been talking to Melbourne Water, you've been talking to Water the Police, so you've done a lot of research on this.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it without the research. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't just go, one day and do it. I've really got to know what's ahead of me, and every institution has been wonderful.
So the Water Police didn't say, this bloke's a crank.
I was unsure what gear to wear.
Yeah.
Well, they're always in the Yarra fishing something out.
Yeah.
And I had a little bit wrong where I was going to wear and do,
yep.
And they coached me through it. And luckily, the sergeant was an open water swimmer himself.
Oh, right.
So he was great. So he said, no, you've got to bend it this way. You've got to go try that, do that, you know. And they want me to wear a GoPro along the Yarra because they haven't seen the Yarra themselves.
Yep.
So it's going to be a bit of an adventure having this GoPro in my head, trying to do it the same time. I can get waterproof ones now, so I'm going to try and film as much as I can.
Got to take a quick break. Now, get your paper and pencil ready. By the time we come back, Richard will tell you how that you can find out a bit more about this. And obviously, if he's doing it, if he's going to do all the work, you'd like to raise as much money for the Alfred Hospital. We all know the Alfred's a terrific institution. It's bad luck. No, I'm better not go down. I was going to say it's bad luck. It's not a bit better funded. But anyway, let's try and get some money for Richard. So Richard will tell you as soon as we come back.
Yeah.
Richard, I think you've probably downplayed it a bit. I think there must have been, and I know you've been talking a bit about all the research you've done and all the people you've contacted, but to come up with it, I mean, I would never have thought that if you're going to do it, you'd talk to water police and people like that. So obviously before you even started to contact these people, in Melbourne Water, you said that they release water, so you've been talking to them. Before you even talk about the fitness and planning it, there was obviously a whole lot of pre-planning before you did.
I had to research because it's an unknown quantity. It's an unknown quantity. We know it's there and we have got a view of it, but it's unknown really. So I had to find out who knew what about it, who knew what, and it's very limited information.
And nobody would know the whole lot.
No one does.
You'll be the only authority on it when you've finished it.
A friend of mine wants my GoPro for Netflix as well, he does. Just to go down and have a look at that. So I'll load that with him.
Gee. All right. So obviously you're mainly looking for some money, aren't you?
Yeah. Just before we go there, I would like the help of the community on the Yarra. A lot of people have got properties letting down. If they could look out for me, they could come down, bring me a glass of water, bring over a sandwich or something, and let me know, wave to me, say hello to me. I need that badly, big time.
You want them to let you know that you're still in the land.
That's right, exactly right. Especially the wineries.
So you're looking for that. So you're starting on the 7th of, the 2nd of April.
That's right, about 8 o'clock. And
8
a.m. Richard Payne is my name, and it's called the Yarra Adventure Challenge. Richard Payne, the Yarra Adventure Challenge.
So where do they find that?
Just look up on the web, they'll find it pretty quickly.
So it's on the Facebook?
Yes, that's on my Facebook. Look up Richard Payne, Yarra Adventure Challenge.
And will that then automatically take you to, take the people to the GoFundMe page?
Yes, it will, straight away, it's quite simple.
Because obviously if you're doing it, you want to be able to make some money for that.
It'd be nice. I'd just top it up there. All the effort I'm putting in and put that in. And I said, I looked after the elephants, got there beautifully with my emphysema, my melanoma,
Well, you're obviously a fit man to start doing all this sort of stuff at 70. So we wish you well.
Thank you.
I hope it goes well. I would think it'd be interesting. You might even discover stuff in the Yarra that we didn't even know about.
Well, let's find. Let's hope from the gold rush, I'll find a couple of trickles of gold there.
I hope you do. That'd be the
my eyes are wide open to have a look, and I was going to run talks to the kids at schools along the way, but I realised it's too unsafe to interview kids who want botanists, journalists, marketers, and communicators, but I couldn't do it. I had to stop that because it was unsafe for them to get to the foot of the Yarra.
Well, your whole thing is to swim it.
That's right.
It's not all these other sorts of things are ancillary, aren't they?
I'm hoping no one can actually tell me how far it is from Reeton to Swanson Street Bridge. No one can tell me.
Can they?
No, unless I know an expert who can do Google Maps and follow the whole river around.
Yep.
I'm guessing it's 120 k's, I'm guessing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I suppose it is. Because, with a car, it's nothing like that, is it?
No, that's right. But 120 k's in water is a different story.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping I get fast water. If I get that flush from the Melbourne Water, it's going to make a big difference.
Well, I was just going to ask you that. Apart from the fact that you would then be coming through clear water, it must also give you a bit of a surge. But that's not going to come every day either, is it?
No, it's not. The tighter the river, the faster you go. The smaller the width of the river, the faster you go because the water builds up speed. The wider the river, the slower.
When Melbourne Water releases this water, whereabouts do they actually release it?
From Reefton, the foot of the upper Yarra
right
down.
Right at the start.
Right there. I don't know where it comes up. I don't know. But to keep the health of the Yarra going, because they built the dam, if it's too low, they're going to keep the Yarra healthy.
Yep. Well, at the moment, we haven't had a lot of rain either, have we? So therefore, it's not going.
I've seen it, Yarra Reefton, only ankle deep, and I've seen it six feet high.
Yeah, right.
Because of the rain or flushing or whatever it is. When it's unhealthy, it's too low.
Yeah, and you're saying that the depth of the Yarra in most parts is only a couple of metres.
Yeah, the maximum is 2.5 metres, and that's more in the city end.
Yeah.
But 1.5 metres from Reefton right through to about Eltham, only about 1 to 1.5 metres.
When you get towards the city, because then you've got these boats that are down there too, haven't you?
Yeah.
You know, I was down there on Monday down that way, and I see that even Monday lunchtime they've got these tourist big things. So you're going to have to mix it with them.
I've got 3 boats to choose from to escort me down, if it works, from Sam Newman to a friend's boat and down to a little rowboat.
Oh, have you?
Of all things I do want, I don't want the big boats. I just want the rowboat.
Do you?
Because I can touch it. I can get water and food as I need.
Oh, yeah.
I have to reach up. I'm struggling.
Yeah. So how did you get Sam Newman? What the hell?
I've been on his podcast a couple of times now, I have.
Oh, yeah.
He's been very supportive, he has. He's been very supportive.
Oh, that's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah, a very generous man.
Yeah, the buffoon that you see on TV isn't the man, is it?
No, he's a generous man. He tackles issues, whether you like it or not. He will tackle the issue. Yeah.
I've never met him, but I know people that have met him, and they say, "Oh, don't believe the buffoon that you see on TV," because that's an act. That's what he is on TV.
You're very polite with me, very genuine, very sincere, and I've enjoyed his company.
Just give us a contact again, please, Richard.
Yarra Adventure Challenge. Richard Payne is my name. You can find me on Facebook. Find me on LinkedIn as well. Yarra Adventure Challenge.
And that's all one word?
Yes.
Well, I wish you well. I hope it goes well. Certainly, you're putting your body to the test. How long do you think it'll take your body to get over?
I'm allowing 4 days. I could do it in 2. I could do it in 2.
Over what? 4 days, and you'll be over it.
Yeah. Because with the wetsuit, flippers, hand paddles, I've got to keep the speed going up to 5 to 6 k's an hour all the time. That's what I've got to do. I've got plenty of rest built in to do that.
Yeah. Gee, it's there's a lot. Well, I mean, I know I've said this before, but there's a lot of planning you put into this.
Oh, and I haven't finished. It's just each day is a new day. It starts again.
Richard, I've got to go.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time, and I hope it's a real success for you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.